This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, 5 o'clock. We've covered everything today. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. Also, subscribe to our YouTube, Lenny and Rico. It is separate from the station, so hit it up, subscribe, and make Evan's life easier. So we've given you the latest on Ben Johnson. We've given you why you should feel so good about being a Lions fan. Cutscene, Jerry Jones insanity. We've talked about Pistons, Wings, and how it relates to, is this town back? But this is what I'm excited about. Rico and his stylists and a number. Mm-hmm. A number that Rico claims ensures absolute victory and Kenny comfortably enjoying the second half. You, the people, comfortably enjoying the second half. Yes. This is data, people. David Fisdale data.
I need you to bless this.
Just let
because
me hear.
Because I'm going to take out week one of the rookie. Okay,
I can live with that.
Okay, outside of that, the magical number for Jaden Daniels is 7-7, meaning 7 rush attempts. 7 times he escaped the pocket on a design run or anything like that. In those games that he rushed for 7 times or less, they've lost.
All of them?
All of them.
All of them.
Yep.
So, Kenny, he's speaking in absolutes over here.
This is the data. 7 times or less, they've lost. Now, he was hurt in 2 games. Once again, doesn't count because he got hurt and he was injured in the Carolina game and the final game of the season against the Cowboys. I don't think he even played that much. But during the regular season, 7 times or less, if the Lions keep him in the pocket and make him beat them with his arm, he's beatable. You allow him to rush for 8 or more, you're in trouble.
And what's the record when he gets at least 8 rushes?
When he gets at least 8 rushes, you're looking at 11-0.
What?
Well, no, because he had the first game. So you're looking at 10-1.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Huh. 10-1.
All right. So, hold on. Kenny is looking at you lovingly. So, how much stock do you put in that, Kenny?
I think it's a little bit of column A, column B, because I don't think they're exactly. I don't think we can operate in absolutes like that. But at the same time, the data means something.
Well, what if Rico layers it?
Let me backtrack. 8-1 because he didn't play in the final game and he got hurt in the game.
All right.
So 8-1. 8-1 when he rushes for 8 or more attempts.
Okay.
This past season, they won.
What about, is there a yardage barrier?
The yardage barrier was, and it still is, 27, except for the Dallas game as the outlier. He rushed for 74 yards in that game. Seven rushes for 74 yards. But in the other games, it was seven rushes for 18 yards, six rushes for 22 yards, and three rushes for 5 yards against your Steelers, David. So you contain him, you keep him in pocket, and if you can keep him below 30 yards, for 27 yards, beatable. It really says one thing. You're Aaron Glenn, your blitz packages have to work, and you stay in your lane. You do not deviate. You do not freelance. Don't chase. If he's not there, it's almost like back in the day when you had to guard against Barry Sanders. You don't chase him because you just wait. He'll be back. Same with the Lions, with Jaden Daniels. Keep him to seven or less rushing attempts, and you got him. Because now he has to beat you with his arm. He's got a strong arm, but they don't have the greatest running game. He's part of that running game. So that's the magical number.
See, the only this is the problem, all right? When I look at it, I said it earlier in the week, and this kind of backs it up, is he's going to have a Michael Vick 2002 at Lambeau kind of game or Kaepernick at Lambeau in 2012. Where it's a young quarterback, it's a unicorn. And, I mean, like, he had a game earlier this year, I think, against Atlanta where he had, like, a zillion rushing yards. He's going to have to break a half a dozen plays.
Yeah. That was 16 attempts for 127 yards.
Okay, so there you go. And I mean, that's – look, you can't predict that. I'd like to think the Lions will do good at that, better at that. But here's the problem. The Lions rank bottom three in the league against rushing quarterbacks. Now, again, I'm not going to go crazy on this. But, like, yeah, have they given up? I think they're 31st in the league in yards allowed. Mm-hmm. I think they're either 30th or 31st in yards per carry by quarterbacks at 6.2. And I think they're dead last in the league in touchdowns surrendered. How much of that do I put into it? I don't know. How much of it is situational? How many of those runs really mattered, et cetera?
Right, because how many times were they ahead where the quarterback just, you know what, they can't run. They got to pass.
Yes. So, look, I like your numbers. How you do it, I'm going to be fascinated to see what Aaron Glenn decides to do because we have now, since the Minnesota game, kind of accepted, actually since the fourth quarter of the Niners game, where they just turned the blitz packages to level 10. And it started to work. And it worked against Sam Darnold. Is that the approach here? Because I'll tell you what I don't like. And this is my entire life watching football. I hate spying a quarterback. When you spy a quarterback, guys, well, okay, funny guy. Well, if he gets out, who's going to tackle him if you don't spy him? Do you know what doesn't work? Guys standing still in open field against people like Jaden Daniels.
He's flat-footed because the only way you get Jaden, you have to have a running start. Because if it's Anzalone and you miss, and it's going to be like at the end of the NFC Championship game when Brock Purdy juked him, picked up that first down, except for Jaden Daniels is a lot faster. So if you're the Lions, shrink that pocket down, get the sack. If you got to give him the Sam Darnold treatment, fine. Do not let him break containment and keep him under seven attempts of rushing.
He got sacked 50 times this year. So I've always been a big believer in you put a fence up. You know, if you want to go way back to it, it was back when Michigan had Denard Robinson and teams would be all afraid and Michigan State was like, F it, we're going to bring six every play, except everybody stay in your lane and just put the fence up. And once he knows he can't get out, now he's got to hold the football. You walk it up. Mm-hmm. So I would expect Aaron Glenn to still blitz. Because part of the way you end a drive is, yeah, this is how you're going to stop a team. And Daniels has had games like, I just pulled this up, Rico. Here are his sacks by game. 4, 5, 1, 8, 2, 4, 3, 3, 3, 2, 3, 3, 2, 5, 2. I think you just, we talk about the Lions sticking to who they are with fourth downs. I think you stick to who you are with the blitzing. Mm-hmm. But when you like, are you with me on the spy? I hate. No,
I don't think you can spy because you kind of take a man out. And
did you see what Bowles did last week? Rush three, double spy, 24-yard completion.
That just makes you lose twice as fast.
Right. You may as well play with nine people on defense.
Because the thing is, when you spy, that person is not in coverage. Like, it's almost a wasted position because they're not in coverage.
They're in no man's
land. Right. They're in no man's land just waiting to see what's going to happen. So it's at that point, he's got one less defender that he has to worry about throwing to, and you're not going to beat him coming off the edge. I'm sorry. He's just too fast.
I think the biggest thing this week, and if you're watching, and these are great stats. I love stuff like this. I don't know if we're hemorrhaging audience, nor do I care. This is interesting.
I knew you would appreciate
it. It's interesting to me.
I say this to say, I did this because everybody was like, oh, we look at the point spread, and this is going to be a bloodbath. And I was like,
it could be.
It could be, but this is what's going to cement that bloodbath that all Detroit wants. Seven or less rushing attempts. Like I said, I take week one out because that was his very first game.
Yep.
And he was new to the NFL. After that, seven or less rushing attempts equaled a loss unless he was injured in the game.
Yeah, I think if you're the Lions, you want to keep him under 30, 35 rushing yards. Mm-hmm. If you can do that, if you can limit how often he's taken off. If I'm Washington, it's the opposite. I'm going to run him 15, 20 times.
Yeah, I'm going to make him
apart. No hyperbole. I'm going to make him, like towards the end of their playoff game, and I'm a loser, I watched all of it. He was the entire offense. Every play was either Jaden throwing or Jaden running. Or it was going to be this RPO action where he got to decide, choose your adventure. Mm-hmm. But bottom line, like their season's on the line. My guess is it's all going to be on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping the Lions just stayed it true to who they are. Bring the heat. Don't let him get out the back door. Don't be overeager.
Don't chase.
Because if you do, you end up like Elijah Kansas. You just get the towel. And he's gone. 248-539-9797. Get some of the ticket techs in the mix. Got a football today to get to as well.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1, nice to have you with us. We'll get to the people here in a second. David, check in on the ticket techs. If you want the latest on the Ben Johnson thing, Odyssey.com Rewind. David, what do you got?
One simply says, whatever the defense did against the Bills, don't do that. And we'll have a much better shot against Jaden Daniels.
I also think it's a much different assignment.
Correct.
Josh Allen can make anyone look like that. Like if you told me, let's say they beat the Ravens, right? If you told me he went into Arrowhead and had four touchdowns, two in the air, two on the ground, 350 total yards, I wouldn't blink. He's capable of that. The great players that have duality at the position of quarterback, That's what they do. Look, I cited two examples in history. That's all I got in recent memory of young mobile quarterback who beat a team he wasn't supposed to beat. Vic in 02 and then Cap in 2012.
Yeah.
And I think he had like 140 yards rushing in that game against the Pack, including icing it when everybody knew he was going to pull the ball on a read option and went right up the sideline. That's why we have such confidence in the Lions winning the game.
Yeah.
I don't get into the margin stuff.
And here's something, another stat I had to adjust from the Rieger Institute of Technology. Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry, when he catches six or more passes this year, they're 6-1.
Well, that's going to be their plan because they're going to have to throw it up to him. And you go, well, what does that mean? He's the best 50-50 receiver in the game this year by metric. Look, this is how Washington's going to have to beat the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Is there's going to have to be these 5, 7, 8 splash plays, big moments. That's their only way out. I think the Lions are capable of just being consistently better. Do I think the Zeitler news hurts? Of course it does. But they're a better football team. But you're going to have to be better. But they're going to have these 4, 5, 6, 7 critical fourth downs for both teams. That can flip a game. Rico's numbers can flip a game. I think there's truth in some of this.
Yeah.
So, no, it's good stuff, man. I like stuff like this. So, by the way, you mentioned Institute of Technology.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just offer you one quick note?
Yeah.
Hey, Kenny, I got a bingo board headline. So, there's a kid named AJ Lopez. Plays for the Maine Black Bears, right? Low-level college basketball. He hits a three to put Maine up by 13. And he proceeds to shush the crowd. One problem. They were playing the New Jersey Institute of Technology. The only people there were 8-year-olds on a field trip. It was education day for all the local New Jersey elementary schools.
Oops.
And he's shushing the crowd.
Shut up, 8-year-olds. Listen.
If you want to see video of it, you can. And when I tell you he's shushing 8-year-olds, you can watch it. But you mentioned Institute of Technology, and I had this in my notes, and I'm like, well, there's never been a better time than right now. All right, let's go to Colton, 97.1. Colton, what's going on?
How are you guys doing today?
Hey, good. Colton. What's up?
Good. Hey, I was just calling, actually. You know, you're going over the Commanders and Jaden Daniels' legs, and the ticket text comes in about Josh Allen and hoping we have the defense fixed up from that. And honestly, I think that kind of all ties in with Terry. Jaden getting out of the pocket, we got to find a way to make sure he's not escaping, because those splash plays with Terry, we play a lot of one-on-one. We blitz a lot. Those are exactly the kind of things that happen when you get a Colin Kaepernick and Mike Vick going in somewhere and causing those issues. I think that's our biggest key to kind of coming out with, you know, we all want to blow out. That's the big key right there, in my opinion.
Yeah, and they're going to have to live that way. Like, the Lions are going to be able to operate their offense, do what they do. I don't think there's anything off script or anything crazy. For Washington, when you're trying to build that case, Colton, that's why I said what I said. Football is all white noise except for half a dozen plays a game. And what you just talked about, if he escapes the pocket, breaks two tackles, hurls it 40 yards down the field on a 3rd and 9, and there's Terry McLaurin to bring it down, that's a play that can turn a game. So, no, exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, so that's my big thing, is I just really hope that we have somebody out there, you know.
Well, you got the best safety duo in the league. You've got the playmakers, but I do think heating him up in a hostile environment, this is not Tampa Bay and their stupid little pirate ship. This is going to be something where it could spiral. Like, I've never denied there's a chance they could wax this team. But I don't predict stuff like that. And I like building pathways into, okay, here's what you should look for and here's how it could end up being a really tough game. And if they end up blowing the team out, cool. Ain't nobody going to be mad at that.
No. But, yeah, it was just the numbers. Scary Terry, and, you know, watch out for Jaden Daniels. You got to contain. You can't chase. Don't spy. Stay in your lane.
I hate the spy.
Dave, we got any ticket texts?
I hate the spy.
Sure do. From Jerry says, I might be the only fan in Detroit that's worried about Jaden Daniels and his legs. I think it's only going to be a 3-point game. Lions pull it out 28-25, but Jaden Daniels is going to give us fits.
I think the interesting thing will be, too, is Jaden Daniels at this point in the year, is he still a rookie? He's been so clutch in so many late spots for them that he operates like he's not. But there's still a part of me that goes, all right, well, historically, I think only two rookie quarterbacks have won a divisional round game, and only one in the modern format of actual like wild cards and stuff, and it was Mark Sanchez. He went to Indy and won. But that's what Jaden Daniels and the Commanders are up against. It's why I absolutely believe Lions are going to win this game. But I do get nervous because I have watched. First of all, there have been seemingly a lot of these one seeds who come off that bye week and get dumped at home.
A little rusty.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, not the last year where you beat him. The two previous years, they were the one seed off the bye week at home and lost. We talked about, I think it was 17 years ago today, the number one seed, Dallas Cowboys, lost to my rat-ass Giants in Dallas. Hi, Tony Romo. But, like, it does happen. So I always try to just take it serious. But, no, of course I expect the Lions to win.
Yeah, but and a blessing in disguise was the whole Viking game. Everything was on the line because they had to play everybody. They didn't rest them the way the Chiefs, because I'm going to be very interested to see how the Chiefs look. Because they haven't played, it seems like, in a long time. They sat out week 18, they sat out last week, and now they're going to be back. A little bit of a rust factor kicks in.
I think Chiefs are going to look like they've looked all year.
Ugly. I think it's going to be a slow start, and I think this is going to be a game where they pull ahead in the second half.
21-13.
Yeah.
Burp.
Yeah.
I hate the Chiefs. I actually really, if I could pick a team, if I got to somehow get this team to the Super Bowl, if I could pick a team to play, it'd be them.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yep. I think you're going to fight me tooth and nail.
Mike,
I'm telling you.
I think the Chiefs made a sweeter deal with the devil. So.
Oh, okay. So just Satan and stuff.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, I've already seen the Bills drop a bomb on you, and I do not want this team playing the Ravens because I worry about, can you really stop their ground game?
Right. But the Chiefs is just... It's just that it's like the Lions. It's like, you
but
know
I gotta
what?
Beat Mahomes. I gotta have it. Nothing sweeter
it's
than the Lions.
Ultimate, no. It's the ultimate vindication because you beat the Chiefs. No one can say anything. You stopped them from winning 3 in a row. History will be on your side because nobody's done that before.
If there's a God in the sky, just give me Ravens Chiefs AFC Championship game. Give me the storyline and the drama of Lamar, and then look, we're guaranteed something in the NFC title game if we win. Because you're either getting the Stafford storyline, which I'm tired of, but I know fans might like, or it's the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1v2. I mean, you're setting up an all-time good championship weekend if you can take care of business Saturday night.
Right.
Also, as a note, tickets have been made available if you want them. So a smattering of tickets has kind of hit the marketplace. If you've been looking for tickets... I think the cheapest ones that are out there are in the 300 levels. I mean, you're basically going to be wrapped in a banner in the ceiling, and I think they're 450. But I ain't trying to tell you to do.
You but
do
you're
whatever,
there.
You do whatever you want with your money. I'll just tell you, I'd rather be at home than sitting way up there. I'd rather just be on a couch. People undervalue having their own toilet. They really do.
No, Mike, people value...
Waiting in line to pee, it's something I just don't accept anymore.
But see, here's what you're moved on, and a lot of people, especially right now, because this is all still relatively new. I was there when...
No, you weren't.
Sure you weren't. But that's why you have people who are just like, no, I gotta be there. And they don't mind standing in line for bathroom. They don't mind the nosebleed seats because they could say, I was there cheering on the Lions, doing the Jared Goff chant. And
what if?
Yeah. I was in attendance in the game with Eminem.
What if Daniels just turns into a pumpkin like Darnold? What if the train just goes right off the tracks and rookie quarterback syndrome steps in?
Good.
And he just looks lost. There's always that.
I could say something, but it'd be negative. So I'm just going to read this and be curious.
Hater.
Or Texans game.
Such a bitch. All right, Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? If you'd be so kind, subscribe to our YouTube. Why? It's free. Next time you're dropping a grumpy, maybe you want to watch a video. Just help us out. It'll help Evan out. Plus, we need more money to buy David gummies because this man is a pothead now, and it's very exciting.
Okay, Pookie. He calling me.
It's funny because Kenny had some Lifesaver gummies here. And he looked at me, says, "These are regular. These are not normal.
Have as many as you want. You'll just get a sugar rush."
Yeah, those are legal in all 50 states.
Someone says, "Wrapped up in a banner in a ceiling, 450, LOL. Give Mike a raise for that line. That is a great line."
But you know what I mean. It's like, if you just want to be there, next week is the game. If you want to sell your soul to the devil and you want the worst seat in the house just so you can be there, God willing, they win this weekend. That if that moment happens, the only thing I would compare it to in my life, yes, 07, I took my dad to Lambeau and the Giants sent Brett Favre packing and went to the Super Bowl. But the most special one was still 2013, Big Ten championship game. You still had PTSD from 2011 and the way it ended against Russell Wilson. Seeing MSU, the moment Jeremy Langford splits the safeties and you know you're going to the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. Be there for that. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying if you're going to spend $1,000 on two tickets that in my world aren't worth $10, if you're intent on watching football, not Tic Tacs in tiny hats, do it next week. Because that's the lifetime memory thing. And there won't be a dry eye in the house. I don't care who you are. You could be Conan the Barbarian. There will not be a dry eye in that house if this team wins and goes to the Super Bowl. Nor should there be.
I don't think it's going to be a dry eye in the house regardless.
Amen.
Win or lose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rico wins.
Washington had the ball first and goal on the one. Cliff Kingsbury caught it. Brian Robinson run, three incomplete passes. Then the Bucs fumbled four plays later and bailed him out. Cliff Kingsbury love is a joke.
Okay, that's not coming from this show.
No, it is not.
I don't think we mentioned Kingsbury at all.
I think he's a boob who should have stayed in Thailand.
Yeah.
So the idea that people are trying to hire him again, it's like, wait, have you forgotten how this went? If he wants to be an OC, let him be an OC. And he has. He's done a very nice job with the rookie quarterback. Guys, no offense. No OC is going to call perfect sequencing every time. This is week, what is this, week 20? 20 or 21?
Yeah, even the great Ben Johnson did not convert on 11 fourth down plays.
How about fourth and inches? Ben Johnson tried to pitchy-pitchy-woo-woo. It's like, dude, that's football. It's okay. Yeah. Not everyone's perfect. Reeks?
What's going on, guys?
You're yelling again.
Bring what are we
down.
All fired up about? What's
Nothing.
Going on?
Nothing. We've said it all.
This game does have a feeling like, just get me there. Just get me to Saturday.
This town needs Saturday night, and then these fans are going to let the lion out of the cage. And, yes, I believe this team will win. I'm not going to – could there be a blowout? Yeah, I mean, if Jaden comes out and bleeps down his leg and he becomes a rookie QB, oh, yeah.
It's a possibility.
There's also a chance you're going to be in this thing, and it's going to be a little nerve-wracking. So we've just tried to paint a pathway to here's what to look for.
It seems like it's going to be one of those games where – I don't want to say like Minnesota because obviously they're – Washington will score. They're not going to be stalled at the red zone. But that was a close game at the half. I kind of feel this will be a close game at the half, too. And then the Lions probably, you know, score a couple touchdowns in the second half and win it by double digits. But I think for the majority of the game, it could be a little anxious. A little bit.
That's the beauty of it. If I knew, I wouldn't work for a living.
Good point.
Yeah, we'd all put money on it and win.
The big question is then who do people want next, Philly or Stafford?
You can have that. I don't care.
That's for you.
I'll take on all comers. They got to come here. Look, I want to watch that game to give you an answer. Like if Philly's passing game is going to look neutered the way it has,
right?
Give me Philly. They're not walking in here one-dimensional and winning.
I wouldn't think so.
And the Rams thing, look, I'm tired of the Stafford storyline. Maybe fans aren't.
I think they are.
The Rams are very dangerous. I picked them last week. I'm probably going to take the 6 points this week. I think the Rams are dangerous, man. That defense is full of no-names and young kids, and as Rico put it, they might be just dumb enough not to know they're supposed to lose.
Plus, they get to the quarterback pretty easily, and then on the other side, like say whatever you want about Matthew, the one guy, he's a motivated dude.
On any given day, he still possesses the ability, right? If his fastball's right, He can be the best quarterback in football on any given day. And they have the weapons and the play calling and the infrastructure to do it.
How and nice would it be to beat him to go to the Super Bowl?
It'd
be great to beat him to go to the Super Bowl. It would take an unbelievable, unthinkable moment and ratchet it up by like 20 times.
It would be Reeker's greatest week ever.
It would be so great. And I would go to, instead of like being in the Lions locker room, I'd go talk to him. Okay. Matthew, how'd that feel?
What are you doing next?
We're going to have Kelly Stafford on. No, I'm kidding. The Lions... I like when you roll your eyes. The Lions make an announcement today that they released a bunch of new tickets for the game on Saturday. And I look at the prices, and I have one question for the listening public. Actually, two questions, but one specific question about would you actually do it for Saturday night. So we'll get into it, then we'll get you up to Red Wing Hockey, Wings, and Panthers as they try to start a new winning streak.
We will be back for a Football Friday tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody. Talk.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.